The Ticket.
H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is 420, guys.
Yeah.
And we are here to offer up trifecta time, which is time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a 3-bedroom apartment in the sky. Deej, 601.
Closed out 601 last week with Rob Reiner, Tom Hicks, and Dick Cheney. So working on 602.
And Bob Weir's already in?
Yeah, we put Bobby in. Definitely.
Everybody okay with that? Yerky?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Sure. Well, hey, Donovan, how's it going?
Way to go out of process to just railroad your candidate in.
It's Corbin.
Yeah, it's real hard to put Bob Weir in. My God.
Who? Donnie? Would you have voted for Bob Weir?
Bob, is that the dude with the afro that painted on TV?
Yeah, that's yes, him.
Yes, that is
him.
Yeah, Bob Ross. He makes happy little trees.
Oh, yeah, I get them mixed up.
No, this is the Grateful Dead co-founder.
Yes.
Yeah, Corby may not speak to me again if I said no, so sure, why not?
There you go.
How's your dog?
There you go.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm about to turn my mic off so you won't hear him.
Nah, he's
no,
good.
No, more, good. More
is
dog.
Is your letter carrier there?
I like dogs.
What's the new dog's name?
Basil.
Basil.
Semi-new.
Or Basil.
Well, newer than
yeah.
Wink.
6 years?
Yeah.
Is,
7 years?
Is Basil on the checks?
No, he's not. Well, there wasn't actually Wink on the check. It was just the same breed. It wasn't actually his picture.
All right. Now, for our feature trifecta guest.
Well, today we try to induct BB, or as it was pronounced in France back in the day, Baby. Baby is otherwise known as Brigitte Bardot, or Bridget Bardot, as us Americans called her.
Uh-huh.
The goddess that passed away at the age of 91. A couple of weeks ago. And if you ask your grandpa if he's still around, or even your dad, I would assume if he was of a certain age, they would tell you that the first time they laid eyes on Brigitte Bardot, they absolutely lost their mind. She was a movie sex symbol back in the mid to late 50s. A French actress, of course, who at 23 was cast in a movie by her then husband, Roger Vadim, who, by the way, started dating her when she was 15.
It was a different time.
Oh, dear.
It was a different time, and it was France. It was a terrible box office flop in France, the movie called In God Created Woman. And it opened in the United States the next year. And again, nobody knew anything about this. Not a lot of people were going to see French films. But then word started getting out about this woman that was in there that may be hotter than any other woman on the planet. And American males and GIs that, you know, were all horned up, they start flocking to the theater to see this woman. And in the New York Times...
what in the theater?
Flocking. And in the New York Times, the critic said that the movie was trash, but Bardot was undeniably a creation of superlative craftsmanship and a phenomenon you have to see for to believe.
Like, and then she ended up looking like Yoda.
Well, Dave, people age.
She was 91, Dave.
Yeah, what do you expect, Davey?
91.
I mean,
would you apologize?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Better than Yoda.
So terrible.
She did look like she smelled like mayonnaise, cigarettes, and Vaseline, but that's okay. That's what happens when you get older.
Yes, it does. And so Brigitte Bardot became the sex symbol worldwide. And it was at a time when Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe were the two main sex pots here stateside, but people could not get enough of Bardot.
And was she at the same time as Raquel Welch, or was
a little
Raquel
before? I mean, yeah, same time. Yeah. But the difference is that Bardot quit acting at the age of like 30 something in 1973 because she just had it with celebrity. She was done.
Same time as Cleopatra, though?
Like the real Cleopatra?
Yeah, it was. She's old joke. Sorry, let's just move along.
Okay. Wow, man.
Oh,
I could have gone okay. with Joan of Arc or Eve, I suppose, but
still wouldn't have landed.
I think it did, and you're just jealous.
So, Bebe herself, she never actually worked in the United States. Never shot a film in the United States, and I got to be honest with you, I've never seen anything that she's been in outside of just still photos. And she also was an early adopter of this thing called the bikini.
Yeah.
And she championed the bikini, and people did not know how to handle this.
And if you are not familiar with her and you're driving and you don't want your last search to be Brigitte Bardot bikini when you die in a fiery crash.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want your family to recover that search history.
No. Is it worth it? She very much looks like, or I guess Claudia Schiffer very much looks like her.
Yeah. Yes, Claudia Schiffer looks like her. They were doppelgangers. Yeah, and for the time, think about that. Think about what even Marilyn Monroe. You know, Marilyn Monroe became this thing. She was beautiful, but it was more about she was in Playboy at the very beginning. Oh, my God, Playboy. And Jane Mansfield just had, you know, massive
bazooms.
Yeah, and
well, how much wagon was she dragging? We're talking about these up tops. What's for the brothers? What's she working with back there?
For the brothers.
Donovan, you talking about who? Bardot?
Brigitte Bardot, yeah.
I don't know what her wagon was dragging.
Well, you just saw pictures. What was she working with?
I just Googled Brigitte Bardot bottom
wagon.
And I think
I think you'll
be reasonably impressed.
Overwhelmed?
No, I don't think you'll be overwhelmed, but you'll be like, okay, all right.
The booty.
Okay.
But she had a look to her because I do think that there is a certain, even like bone structure you could tell was almost different from the women that we see today. She has a look that would have made her one of the hottest people on the planet in any era.
Yeah, and this is before women really knew how to take care of themselves.
Again, Dave.
It was the 60s.
It wasn't 1400s.
It wasn't Game of Thrones-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. So
tell me I'm razors. Wrong.
When she was like at the very, very top of the pops and people were obsessed with, especially women.
What's this shower for? I don't even know.
They copied everything.
Douche, what's that?
Everything okay. that they did. Jeez. He's on a roll. He's on a heater.
Oh, yeah.
Women copied everything that she did. She had a really messy hairstyle. She had the dark eye makeup. Tight knit top, skinny pants, yep. Like really tan legs. Like everybody wanted to have a piece of that.
Yeah.
If they were a woman, like, how do I do this? And unfortunately, you really couldn't look like her. It was just, she was too beautiful. As I said, she announced her retirement from films in 1973, and that's when she began her work on behalf of animal rights. Which is a yay, right? We can all be like, oh, well, good, 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 good. What was that over there?
Well, that's from the dog hater.
Hater?
You don't think animals should have rights?
No, of course they should.
They'd be able to vote and stuff.
Just don't know if that's on page one of her case.
Well, it is, because she was massive in that arena. And was very open about that as well, about why she was retiring, and she'd had it with a celebrity, and people are like, man, what a great lady. She says, I gave my beauty and my youth to men, and now I'm giving my wisdom and experience, the best of me, to the animals. Her foundation took in more than 12,000 animals and worked in 70 different countries. And so again, yay. She did a wonderful
job.
Yeah,
Brigitte.
I mean, it's like you went
from. You should just stop there.
Yeah, right. After that, she was more known as a racist pig.
Oh, what?
Over the course of the final 30 years of her existence.
What?
Yeah. And it was not, like, veiled in any sense.
Towards everybody?
She really, really went after Muslims.
Would she rank the races?
Muslims.
Yeah. And then, as if that was not enough, she really went after gay people. She really would have fit into a certain sect of society today, it seems like. And she had been convicted of, because in France, you can be convicted of inciting racial hatred. And she was convicted of that charge 5 times.
Damn.
And was so outspoken about it. And really, this was all the way into, I mean, her 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. She never, ever slowed down.
What Dave calls her Yoda face.
She also called the Me Too movement, you know, in which women were being raped and sexually assaulted in various forms all across the world and finally had the courage to come out. She called the Me Too movement and the actress's claims of sexual harassment hypocritical, ridiculous, and without any interest. So,
did she hire you to make her case for the trifecta?
But she liked cats.
Well, look, I've been saying, by the way, in SNL, there was an SNL skit that Kate McKinnon played Bardot. Bob,
mm-hmm.
In which she was she was shouting in the skit, "Free Harvey Weinstein."
All right.
But yeah, that kind of became what she was known for, even more so than when she was, you know, modeling. And she was on the cover of Elle magazine at the age of 15. And so she was very famous at a very, very young age. And sure, she may have turned into a version of Yoda that Dave is not appreciative of, but
if Yoda was a
that
racist,
hates the gays.
If yes, shouldn't that be your new book? If Yoda was a racist,
we never really saw too many female Yodas, did we?
No, we didn't at all. We didn't at all.
Ham, are you playing my dog barking in the background?
Is that what's going on?
Because he's not barking anymore.
Ham, why do you want to cause chaos to chaos?
Ham. What in the world, man?
Do you want to speak for yourself?
You turn your mic on right now.
No, I'm not playing anything.
Well, my dog's not barking.
Such a jerk.
Worse than gays, Muslims are.
Yes, that's right, Yoda. Worse than gays. So anyway, maybe the hottest woman...
Muslims.
The hottest woman of the 20th century has passed on.
Gays and lesbians. Muslims.
At the age of 91. By the way.
Bob listed all the things that Brigitte Bardot hates.
Married,
gays and lesbians.
Married 4 times.
Muslims.
So.
Well, if at first you don't succeed.
Yes.
Onion crutch.
She's got you by 1, Dave.
Yeah, well, there's still time.
Lando.
I don't like my Yodas to be bigots.
All right. DJ?
Again.
Yeah, it's...
If we may just review the criteria for voting.
But that's part of... He brought it up. If you would have stopped at the animal thing, we would have been okay.
Well, you had me until that.
We can't forget that Pete Rose bet on baseball.
No, different. But, totally different.
But you don't disqualify
him from OJ. Racist from betting on baseball?
Well, OJ, cut the heads off a couple of people and...
Who put him in?
Just saying, he was good at football. This woman was smoking hot.
What if he was only betting against minority baseball teams?
Interesting.
No one's seen the movie she's been in, and the only criteria you have is she was hot. And then you have all the other stuff, and you just
Donovan,
expect us to say, oh, just go on the criteria.
Not it's just not hot.
It's not a referendum on righteousness.
She was maybe,
it's fame.
She was maybe the most famous woman model of the previous century.
Okay. Well, I don't know about all that, but continue.
DJ?
Okay.
DJ.
I'm conflicted now after all that, but she's in.
Ham.
What room, by the way? Is she starting a new room or who?
No.
She's in Bob Weir.
She's in Bob. Oh, God.
Careful.
Now, Bob is not going to like the racist part, but could you get past it?
Hopefully she'll go in if she's younger.
33.
Not what she's looking at right
everybody,
now.
Everybody goes in at Jesus' age.
Yes. Ham?
Basil, one for yes, two for no. Okay.
Okay. That's a well-trained dog, Donovan. Dave?
Yeah, she's spank-worthy.
Yeah. I don't know if that's...
I don't know if that's criteria either, Bob, but of course she's in.
Yeah, she's in.
Well, please put it on the record that I say to hell with Bridget Bardot.
Maybe we should put her in the hole.
I'm with Lando.
Well, she may like black people. She just didn't like Muslims and gays.
Don't care. Out.
What about black Muslims?
She wasn't all that hot. So.
Oh, my God. You bite your tongue.
What is that going to do?
I don't
just
know.
Make me say, yeah, she wasn't that hot.
Yeah, see, he proved to you that he can still say it.
Yeah, sounds like you bit your tongue.
All right, there you go. Bridget Bardot, she is in with Bob Weir. Go get him, Bobby. Sitting there with his guitar. She walks in like, are you effing kidding me?
Boy, you just so rigged this for him.
What do you mean? Bob Weir's getting in, you idiot.
Like, bro, I got you. Don't sweat it.
You think that there was a chance Bob Weir wasn't getting in?
But yeah, but then you stacked it like, oh, and then Brigitte Bardot is your new roommate.
I didn't
roommate.
Stack it.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, Dave,
Bob Weir is not as Dave, known as you think he is, Corby.
Shut up.
He's known in your world, but not everybody else.
Shut up. I hate to tell you, Dave.
How are you telling me to shut up when it's true?
This really isn't real. Okay.
Isn't it?
He's not waiting on her to walk through the door when he's playing Sugar Magnolia.
Quickly All right. puts his guitar down. All right, we got to go.
Did you bring a rubber?
He's playing like Jenny did on Forrest Gump, naked on stage.
Do you need rubbers in heaven?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's the name of your second book.
Unfortunately, we got to go.